mail.
Hello and welcome to Mailbox. The time has come again to reveal the identity of last month's mystery man and read from your correct answers. We received many more of them than we can actually quote in the short time we have, so let's hear at least a few. Henk Portvliet from the Netherlands wrote,
"The name of the writer must be Adolf Berger, who published his memoirs in 1983 in a book called The Commando of Counterfeiters. Screenwriter and director Stefan Ruzovitsky adapted the book as the screenplay for his Austrian-German co-production The Counterfeiters that received an Oscar in 2008.
S.J. Akbula from Nigeria writes,
"Adolf Berger was born on August 12, 1917, in the community of Kakaslomnitz. He was a typographer and a memoir writer. I pity him because he was unfortunate to have spent his most productive years in one of the most terrible periods in human history. The loss of his father and wife at so early a period in life could have thrown other mortals out of balance. He was a man of courage who braved all odds and managed to make an indelible name for himself in the annals of history."
Ian Morrison follows Radio Prague in Beijing.
"The movie in question was The Counterfeiters, about Operation Bernhardt, the Nazi plot to destabilize the British economy during World War II by flooding the UK with counterfeit banknotes. Berger, who was imprisoned at Sachsenhausen concentration camp, himself worked on Operation Bernhardt."
Colin Law from New Zealand supplied more details.
"Adolf Berger was part of a secret Nazi operation at Sachsenhausen concentration camp near Berlin, run by SS Major Bernhard Kruger, involving over 100 Jews and other skilled craftsmen. Operation Bernhard produced counterfeit English pounds and US dollars, intended to disrupt the economies of those countries. Berger was responsible for the ink and the printing of the banknotes. Although the Nazi operation produced some 9 million notes with face value totaling over 130 million pounds sterling, they had little effect as the Luftwaffe did not have enough planes to drop them over Britain."
Chang Meng listens to Radio Prague in China.
"According to the clues disclosed in your mailbox program, the mystery person of this month must be Adolf Berger. He is a great author. Through reading his book, we know that peace is more valuable than gold. I wish all people in this world would live harmoniously with each other forevermore. Long live peace, down with war."
Richard Chen lives in Trinidad and Tobago.
"My answer for this month's quiz is Adolf Berger, a Jewish Slovak typographer who was imprisoned in 1942 for forging baptismal certificates in order to save Jews from deportation, and whose memoir was the basis for the film The Counterfeiters, which won the 2008 Oscar for the Best Foreign Language Film."
David Eldridge writes from the United Kingdom.
"In April 1945, Sachsenhausen inmates were evacuated and Berger was sent to Ebensee, a camp in the Mauthausen concentration camp complex, Austria, and was liberated there by the US Army on the 5th of May 1945. After the war, Berger settled in Prague, where he still lives. His memoirs were published in 1983 as The Commando of Counterfeiters. Another English-language edition was published in London in 2009. Adolf Berger attended the launch of the book in London and visited the Bank of England on the 24th of February 2009, where he met the chief cashier, Andrew Bailey, and was presented with one of the notes he had forged in the concentration camp more than 60 years earlier."
Charles Konecny from the United States writes,
"Berger's life parallels the lives of so many in Czechoslovakia during the Nazi occupation, and especially the Jewish, Czech and Slovak people, as there was always a constant threat. His life is both fascinating and disturbing, but because of his printing talent he did survive and would become another voice for those who did not."
And finally, Hans Werner Lolicke from Denmark.
"My wife and I actually spent 8 days in Velká Lomnica, the birth town of Adolf Berger. We walked around the village, both the old and the new part. It is hard to believe that in those days the majority of the population were Germans, with a few Jewish families to which Adolf Berger belonged. Now Slovaks live in the village, together with Roma, inhabiting the oldest houses. We heard absolutely nothing about Adolf Berger. We spent a whole day in Poprad, visited the town museum, churches, parks and so on. Also no word about Adolf Berger. That is too bad, because his story is Oscar-worthy.
Thank you very much for your time and effort in researching the answer to last month's question. A Radio Prague parcel is on its way to Cheng Meng from China. Congratulations. For those who haven't been lucky this time, here's an easy question for June. This month we would like to know the name of the Czech-born American film director born in 1932 who won two Oscars as Best Director. Please send your answers as usual to english@radio.cz or Radio Prague 12099 Prague by the end of June. Until June the 15th, you can still send us your answers to Radio Prague's annual writing contest, whose details you'll find on our website. Please tune in again next week for a regular edition of Mailbox. Until then, take care.
Pavla will be back same time next week. Meanwhile, if you'd like to check out this week's Mailbox online, you can do so at radio.cz.